The Timothy Group presents Pat Answers, a format in which we answer your questions regarding fundraising, capital campaigns, capacity building, team development, and more. Now here's your host, Pat McLaughlin.
Welcome to another exciting segment of Pat Answers. Hey, one of the questions I was recently asked was, hey Pat, do large fundraising events still work? Should we do a sit-down dinner? Should we do an auction? Should we do some of those things to bring people to our organization or to hear more about what we're doing? They're a lot of work, but you also get a lot of play time and you get a lot of resources if you do it right, and you get a lot of goodwill. I've never had very many people call me back after a fundraising visit, but I've had lots of people call the ministry back a day after the dinner event or the auction and say, I want to get that event on next year's calendar. How do you do that? How do you make it work? First of all, it's a volunteer structure. You can't do this alone with just your staff, and you need to recruit some people to help you put that dinner or put that auction together. And they're going to have people recruiting items and helping you underwrite it. It's great to go to a dinner at the time of the pitch and say every dollar given tonight has been underwritten in advance. So your dollars tonight go directly to impact the ministry. You're not paying for the meal and all those, the speaker and all those kind of things out of your take for the evening. That gets expensive. But we've done fundraising events all over America. We've done briefing events in the UK. We've done them in China. So we've proven that this is not an American piece. It's a relational piece. Someone knew that person that invited them along to sit at their table or to be in their home for a presentation of the ministry and some kind of a donor briefing. So we're going to say yes to that, but don't work harder, work smarter. Build a team around your auction, build a team around your dinner. We did a sit-down dinner on the West Coast and we netted just over $5 million because we had a large matching gift. And when we announced that evening, we did it earlier in the evening and announced it. We had people standing on their chairs and praising God. It was such an exciting evening and really got that ministry off the ground and got them running on a campaign that they needed to do. But we did that with a big sit-down dinner. Now, let me say this. You don't need a special speaker. Don't pay $50,000 or $100,000. And I'm not going to mention names. That would be inappropriate. But one of the famous speakers on the circuit, don't do that. You know who needs to be there? Your people. You need to talk about the ministry that you have had impact in their lives. If you're a homeless shelter, talk about some changed lives. If you're a Christian school, how have you been able to impact families that maybe couldn't afford and you're able to help with your scholarship program? Salvation Army, again, just changed lives. Folks, you don't need a fancy special speaker. If you get this speaker this year, if you don't get the Apostle Paul next year, how do you put people in the seats? It just gets old, but if you can still share your story. Ladies and gentlemen, why we're here tonight is to share the story of God's goodness and how your resources have been put to work to help us do that, and how as you give more, we're going to be able to give more. So do this. Get a plan. Work backwards from your timeline. It's probably going to be 6 months to plan a dinner. Can't do it in 6 weeks. It's going to be 6 months to plan a dinner. Put a committee together to help you with program, with underwriting costs, with table hosts and filling those out, and it's going to be a circle of friends. If Jane and I are going to host a table at your dinner, you're going to ask me to bring four of my friends. I'm going to have to invite six or eight to get them there, but I need to be responsible to fill that table and bring them in to hear it. And at point of close, at point of ask, I'm going to hand the envelope to each of the families that sit at our table and invite them to participate. Don't be afraid of the dinners, even though yours said, well, we've lost money the last 2 years. Maybe you need a little tweak. We can help you because that's part of the overall plan here at the Timothy Group and part of Pat Answers.
You've been listening to Pat Answers with your host, Pat McLaughlin, founder and president of the Timothy Group. For more information about the Timothy Group and how they can help you reach that next level, visit their website, timothygroup.com. Be sure to tell others about this podcast and join us again for another Pat Answers.